It's Wednesday, March 19, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. NAMCOR has addressed reports surrounding the resignation of 5 employees, stating their departures were voluntary and unrelated to any wrongdoing. Public relations and communications specialist Utara Hoveka underscored that the resignations occurred at different times and were personal career choices.
Their resignations were not a direct result of any investigation, malpractice, or business transaction, nor were they forced to leave the company. Made a personal and professional decision to explore new opportunities after serving NAMCOR selflessly and diligently for several years. We respect their decision and appreciate their valuable contributions to the company and the petroleum industry as a whole.
NamPower, Telecom and MTC have been found guilty of abusing their market dominance through a 2012 agreement on dark optic fiber leasing, the Competition Commission has revealed. NACC's spokesperson Dina Govases stated that the deal breached several sections of the Competition Act, raising alarms about anti-competitive behavior and its effect on fair competition in the country.
This investigation that has been concluded now stems from the information the Commission received in April 2022, in which allegations were made that an exclusive tripartite agreement existed between the three respondents.
One Africa TV's Envalde Mateus reporting for News on One says outgoing parliamentarians praised the 7th National Parliament for passing quality legislation over the past 5 years, saying the bills addressed the needs of all citizens. As the 7th Parliament concludes its term this week, the 8th National Parliament will be sworn in tomorrow, ushering in a new legislative era.
The outgoing parliamentarians say they remained committed to passing laws that serve the interests of Namibian people despite challenges such as the COVID-19 pandemic and the passing on of former president Hage Geingob and the founding president Sam Nujoma.
The last one was the one of the Procurement Act. The Procurement Act, the National Student Financial Fund Act Amendment Bill, those are issues that will definitely save especially the young people.
The latest news bulletin is now on oneafrica.tv and weeknights at 7. You can watch it on GoTV 24, DSTV 284 or stream it for free on oneafrica.tv. South Africa's Deputy President Paul Mashatile says they're making efforts to maintain investor confidence by addressing structural obstacles to economic growth. He was speaking at the United Nations University in Tokyo in Japan yesterday. Mashatile says the government is implementing extensive structural policy and regulatory reforms to enhance the country's economic performance.
It is only by accelerating structural reforms and harnessing the power of the private sector that the country can sustain economic momentum and attract further in foreign investments.
The United Nations Secretary General has expressed shock at the overnight Israeli attacks on Gaza. Israel launched a series of airstrikes on the enclave Monday evening, ending an almost two-month ceasefire. Jody Jacobs reports from New York, where the Security Council is meeting on the matter.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is said to have ordered the strikes because Hamas had rejected proposals to secure a ceasefire extension, a claim Hamas refutes. In a statement, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed for the ceasefire to be respected and for the remaining hostages to be released unconditionally. The Security Council is also meeting in New York, with some council members expressing deep concern about the turn of events. The UN's humanitarian chief, Tom Fletcher, has told the council that the modest gains made during the ceasefire are being destroyed, calling for the suffering of the people of Gaza to end. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.